Good morning. I'm going to just try sharing this on Telegram while I'm live. No idea if it doesn't mess up my stream, but we'll try it. I'm here. Can anybody hear me? Please send me a heart, send me a sign. Tell me if you can still hear me. Yes, all right. Brian of London, I am back. Sir Chris Wilson in the house. And Colleen. All my Australian friends, Sir Chris is an exalted producer of the No Agenda show. He's a fellow knight of the round table, as I am. I am back in my forest in Tel Aviv. This is it. I am sitting a short drone's flight away from the forthcoming Eurovision Song Contest venue. I am back from my sojourn in lovely, unsunny London, where we did a Harry Potter tour on the windiest day with my wife's ears being buffeted and blown and ear pain and so on. It was so windy. But anyway, it was very interesting. A tour of the Harry Potter sites of London. And I did all sorts of other stuff. Sorry, Chris, it's your, my connection seems to be pretty good. Anyway, Wales. Yeah, I saw, what did I see on the TV last night? The campaign for Plaid Cymru was make Wales relevant again or something like this. I don't know, make Wales matter. I think that's their slogan. Make Wales matter. Sorry, Wales, you don't matter. Plaid Cymru doesn't think you matter. Fantastic. I am back in the land of the Jews. Jewland, Israel, national home of the Jews. National home of the Jewish people with... happy to have all sorts of other people live here too, in peace and harmony. If they don't want to live in peace and harmony, we'll smash them. Oh my God, so much to talk about. Tommy Robinson, MEP candidate. That looks fantastic. Brian is on Telegram. In fact, it was Brian that put Tommy on Telegram. I was on Telegram weeks before or months before Tommy, and it was me that moved, that created Tommy's Telegram group. So I'm very pleased that he's moved on to it. So that's working very nicely. Yes, join me on Telegram. I'm Brian of London Talks or Chat. I can't remember. I'll send a link out later. Tommy and his EU run, you know, what can I say? The suppression of it, I think, just is telling everybody what they need to know. They are terrified of him. Who knows what's going to happen with the court case, because he's still up to be in court on May the 14th. I think that really is the establishment's way of trying to squash him. And, you know, how the hell are they going to... You know, there's a chance. I mean, I've looked at the numbers. If very few people turn up to vote in the MEP elections in Northwest, he can get a seat. There's a very realistic chance. And I absolutely hope he does, because this is the point of these people turning up to throw milkshakes at him and punches at him. I mean, it's real violence. It's actual assault. And then you've got members of parliament, like I was, you know, retweeting yesterday, Conservative members of parliament laughing at political violence. Now, Jo Cox was an MP who was murdered a couple of years ago. She was murdered by a constituent. And Tommy, you know, throwing a milkshake might not seem important. People were throwing punches at him too. He throws back, okay? And I'm fully on board with that. He's using, it's Israeli. It's not turn the other cheek, Christianity. It's eye for an eye. And it's defend yourself. If someone raises his fist to strike you, you strike them first. You don't have to wait. You don't have to wait for the punch land. Can everybody else hear? Someone can't hear sound. I suspect it's you, not me. Other people seem to be pressing like, so I don't think I'm speaking in silence. Anyway, it could be worse than a milkshake, could be acid. Robert Spencer was poisoned in Iceland. Robert Spencer, who's not very well at the moment, so send prayers for Robert Spencer at Jihad Watch. Yes, this is political silence, violence, and it must be condemned. Tommy is trying to talk to people. He's trying to talk. Nobody's ever provided an example in recent times of the hateful things he says that are the reasons why the whole community shouldn't want him there, which is bullshit. So we'll see how that progresses. Now, also, yesterday was a big day of the long knives on Facebook, banning Alex Jones, Laura Loomer, and a bunch of other people. Listen, get off Facebook, delete your accounts. They deleted all my accounts. Just delete them. Go, leave it now. It's not working. Facebook is dying, actually. It's quite interesting. There's one metric that actually matters in terms of their revenue, which is engagement. And I think in starting in 2017, their engagement started dropping. The only place that Facebook is growing is in the third world and the developing world. Those places, Facebook is growing, but that's not where there's money. They've kind of saturated their market in the developed world. The kids are not joining, and people like me are being thrown off. And when you throw me off, anybody who followed me, and I had 5,000 odd on my page, and people like my videos, I got lots of views. Those people steadily drift away. And when you throw off Alex Jones and Laura Loomer and Tommy Robinson and all of these other people, Milo, when you silence them, you silence everyone. Now, Avi Yemeni just did a video which makes the unbelievably important point, which is that all of the people being silenced, or the vast majority, I mean, we'll put how you can call Farrakhan, Minister Farrakhan, right wing, I don't know, but they silenced him. Okay, that's the token that lets them say there's some balance to this. But this is all Trump supporters. The social media and the people who run it and the social justice warriors and the Zs who run Facebook are absolutely desperate not to be part of Trump's win in 2020. So what they're doing is they can't ban Trump, but they're trying to remove everybody who shared his stuff. They won't silence Trump. What I think Trump should do is leave Twitter and leave Facebook and leave Instagram. He should actually leave them. He should go to Telegram, you know, Russian collusion, because the guys who started Telegram are actually, Putin hates them. So just quit or start your own platform. You've got $1 billion. You could build whatever the hell you liked, Mr. Donald Trump. And the press would have to follow you because the press are addicted to your tweeting. So make the Trump network. And that's actually what's going to happen, is we're going to go back to the internet where we are point to point, where I have my website. My website is brianoflondon.me. It's hard to take that away from me. I've taken steps to do that. And that's what Trump's going to have to do. I think that would be an act of leadership. Forget about regulation. Forget about laws and all of this bullshit. Facebook, I think, will start to collapse before you could pass a law, okay? Its revenue will start declining. Google too. Google's a bit further behind. There's also the lawsuit that I am going to bring with Andrew Hamilton and JPB Limity. We're really working on that. It's progressing. There's developments behind the scenes with the legal advice and so on. That is a real threat to Facebook. And I mean, once that suit actually gets filed in court, they have to consider very carefully what they do, because the number is so huge, the potential damages. And this is the lawsuit against Facebook, for Facebook and Google, for banning all advertising of crypto industry and anything based on blockchain technology. And it's not just about Bitcoin, it's not just about money, it's about all the other uses. I'm on a platform called Steam. Steam is a distributed social media network. Now, to ban someone from Steam is actually very difficult. There's no centralized way to stop someone posting to the Steam blockchain. Now, you can downvote all their stuff, but blockchain is a viable other technology that is going to hurt Facebook and Google in the future. And they banned the advertising of any industry related to it, and that's anti-competitive, and they're going to get sued in Australia for it with a class action. We've got more than $30 million of claimants signed up. We'll get much more. Check out the links that I will give you for that if you're interested. If you held any crypto, join that class action. Now, so I've covered Tommy Robinson, I've covered this sort of Facebook, get off Facebook. I just want to cover one other thing. It's sort of tangential, but I'll wrap it around. This is my friend Kay Wilson. Kay Wilson recently published her unbelievable book, which you must read. It's called The Rage Less Traveled. You can find it on Amazon. You can find it on her own site, theragelesstraveled.com. Rage. Rage. It's a play on the famous book title called The Road Less Travelled. And it's her story of being almost murdered by two Palestinian terrorists, watching her Christian American friend murdered in front of her. And it's how she survived that, actually stabbed one of the terrorists, which helped lead to their arrest. And it's how she recovered physically, her fight against PTSD, her recovery mentally, to the point where she had to sit in court opposite these two terrorists who murdered her friend. But the book, I cannot begin to tell you how brilliantly well written the book is. It's an amazing read. And there's an audio version coming out very, very soon that I know has been submitted to Audible, and that will be on Audible, and it's read by Kay, because nobody else could read this book, and she does an amazing performance, which I've heard the whole thing, start to finish. I've read the book I don't know how many times, and now I've listened to the audiobook all the way through. It's going to go live on Audible, I hope, within the next week or two. But I just want to contrast this with last week or 2 weeks ago or a week ago, there was another one of these terrible shootings in a synagogue in San Diego. And the man managed to shoot and murder one Jewish woman, not old, and the rabbi got hit and lost a finger or something. And he was actually in the White House yesterday speaking. I haven't heard his speech. Apparently it's very good. And he wrote an op-ed, which is published in the New York Times. So one Jewish woman was murdered by, obviously, a white supremacist guy who hates Trump. I mean, you can read I've read his manifesto. He hated Trump. He said Trump's a cut Jew, kike-loving. I mean, he slams Trump in his manifesto. And he went out and he decided that his only course of action was to start murdering some Jews, because he decided that everything that's wrong in his 19-year-old life is because a Jew did it to him, rather than his own stupid personal inadequacies. Because that's generally what these Jew haters are, personally inadequate. And instead of blaming themselves and putting their socks up, which actually is part of the book title, The Road Less Traveled, instead of taking responsibility for their own actions, they decide that on a societal level, the Jews are responsible for all that ails their society and them. No, I'm sorry, it's not. It's you. If you think the white race is being put down, it's probably the white race's fault. So just look inside first. Look inside first. Left-wing, progressive, cultural Marxist infiltration. It's not only Jews in it. It's very many normal white people. So I'm sorry, you white supremacists. You're also responsible for your own... Anyway, this guy murders a Jew in a synagogue. It's terrible. The rabbi has an op-ed in the New York Times. He's at the White House. It's mountains of press. Kay Wilson was hacked 13 times with a machete and left for dead on a forest floor, bound and gagged and without shoes. She got up, walked a mile out of the forest until she came to a picnic table where she found a family. She managed somehow to alert the adults, and they got the kids into the car, avoiding too much drama. But this was while she was dying. She really, really, really thought... And she was dying. She was dying. And then she had had the fortitude to stab one of the terrorists in the thigh with a penknife. And that action, she discovered, meant that the police, within 3 days, had actually captured the two terrorists who did it. Now, if you search in the New York Times to this day for Kay Wilson's name, you actually get an error. I get an error, and lots of other people on Twitter got an error. If you don't get an error, you get no stories related directly to Kay Wilson's name. If you search for the name of the American Christian woman who was murdered, which is Christine Lucan, may God rest her soul, as the Christians say, or Bezrat Hashem, not Bezrat, I can't remember. Anyway, if you search for Christine Lucan in the New York Times, Baruch Emet Dayan. If you search for her name, you get one hit. And the hit is a 6-line paragraph of a news item. It was about 6 weeks after the attack. And it just said, and it didn't even know, it just said, 4 Palestinians have been arrested. Now, in the end, it was two who were charged, and it was two who were guilty, and it was two who were sent to prison for a very long time, and thankfully were not released in the Gilad Shalit deal, and are still sitting in prison, getting money from the EU. They were getting money from America, but Trump has largely stopped that. In the New York Times, this entire case of one Jew being macheted to within 2 millimeters, that was how close one of the strikes were to her heart, of her life, and one Christian American tourist being chopped up, Kay says, like a cucumber, that received 6 or 7 lines in the New York Times, and just says two men were arrested. And then at the end it says, a spokesman said that they claimed it was in retaliation to a Hamas guy that had been killed in Gaza. But it turns out that in the court case sometime later, the only reason these terrorists gave during interrogation or in the court was they, and this clip is on my YouTube, it's a 48-second clip from a long documentary. The only reason they were there in that forest that day was to murder Jews. And in fact, they didn't know, when they got to court, they didn't know that Kay had survived. They didn't know that they'd been looking, that they were going to look at one of the women they thought they had murdered. And then they didn't know also that the one that they murdered was the Christian woman. So they didn't even succeed in killing a Jew that day. They only murdered a Christian. And they were a little upset by that. But that's the level of evil. They went to murder. It was just in a place called Beit Shemesh, in the forests around Jerusalem. This case has received, as I say, 7 or 6 lines in the New York Times in the entire time. Now, they won't review as far as, what I would like to see them do is review Kay's book. Kay's book was self-published, by the way, because whilst publishers read it, and every one of the major publishers were highly complimentary about the writing and about why, how the book is just brilliant. I mean, it reads like a fiction detective novel with it's just a whole unbelievable, beautifully paced and narrated story that's real. It's real. It's her notes that she wrote during therapy. In fact, it was part of her therapy was to write everything that she was going through. This book was looked at by major publishers who turned it down. They didn't turn it down on the grounds of whether they thought they could sell it or how well written it was. They turned it down because it didn't fit a narrative. And the narrative that they didn't want to fit was that two Muslim Palestinian Arabs thought they had murdered Jews because they were Jewish. They don't want that story. None of the left-wing publishing houses could deal with that. And I suspect the New York Times isn't interested in that story either. They're interested in cartoons about Trump and Bibi Netanyahu that are basically Nazi in nature, and they're not interested. So I would like, if anybody knows anybody at the New York Times Book Review, put me in touch. I want to petition the New York Times to review Kay's book, The Rage Less Traveled. Go and buy a copy. It's available on Amazon. Don't get me started on Amazon banning other people's books, but they're such a monopoly and that the system to sell books via Amazon is so good. Buy The Rage Less Traveled. And if this reaches anybody who has any sway with the New York Times Book Review, please put me and Kay in touch, and they should review her book. Because if they're going to give an op-ed to a rabbi who did get his finger blown off. Yeah, he had his finger blown off. You want to see the picture of Kay's back taken a couple of weeks later in hospital. You've never seen anything as horrific as this picture of Kay's back after 13 machete wounds. She broke a whole load of bones in her body and diaphragm torn and lungs punctured. Just every injury you can imagine. How she got up and crawled and walked out of that forest, nobody will ever know, but she did. And now she tells about it, and she is an amazing person. Anyway, that's about enough. I'm so glad to be home. I am Brian of London. I am in my forest, which is Bereshit Forest, in the middle of Tel Aviv. I am 2 kilometers from where the Eurovision will be hosted in a couple of weeks. And it's warm here. And it's great to be back from London. And thanks very much for watching, all of you. And see you all the next time. Shabbat shalom to the Jews. And have a great weekend to everybody else. Bye-bye.